The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. This is coverage of area high school sports on KPLO, DRGNews.com, and the DRG News app. It's time for the pregame on KPLO.
And a very good evening to you. We welcome you to the Lyman Gardens and Fresh Show, where tonight we bring you coverage of regional high school volleyball on KPLO. It is Dig Pink Night here in Fresho as the Lyman Raiders host the Jones County Coyotes. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Venture Communications, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and Wagner Auto. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by BankWest Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Health, South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma, Agtegra, My Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school volleyball tonight is also being brought to you by Access Health of Murdo, by Moore Building Center, the First Fidelity Bank, Pioneer Country Mart, Murdo Family Foods, Access Health of Presho and Kennebec, Byrie Brothers, Oasis Pump and Pack, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Insurance and Real Estate, Kennebec Telephone, Rumen Ag, and Halverson Oil Company. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight as we go to the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Jones County comes into the match tonight with a record of 3-16 as that young squad continues to develop. They take on a Lyman Raider squad that is playing some of their best volleyball of the season. They currently set with an overall record of 10-11. Both teams with matches remaining over the next couple weeks as they get ready for postseason play. Both teams trying to solidify their postseason positioning, especially for Lyman. They have some opportunities to do some good things, and we'll talk about some of that as we work through our pregame here tonight. Our pregame show is brought to you by the folks at BankWest Insurance. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. Our pregame show is underway. Let's break for 3 minutes. We'll be back with more on KPLO.
In today's economy, every dollar counts. To be certain you have the right insurance coverage at the right price, BankWest agents work with multiple companies to compare options on your behalf. Your BankWest agent can help you avoid paying too much while assuring you have adequate coverage for those times when you need it most. Contact your local BankWest agent for a free policy review. Insurance products are not deposits, are not FDIC insured, and may lose value.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archive video of all games, and when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights. But nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 16th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Cowboys head to SoFi Stadium to take on the Chargers at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Titan Machinery needs to add an experienced service technician to the Case IH team in Highmore, Miller, and Pier. As a service technician and diesel mechanic, you'll perform machinery diagnostics, repairs, maintenance, and pre-delivery work on heavy equipment with a high level of quality and efficiency. They offer an excellent compensation package and a signing bonus is available depending on experience. For more information, log on to www.titanmachinery.com/careers or contact Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer at 701-356-0130.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and are happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Pre-game show continues as it's brought to you by the folks at BankWest Insurance. As we are at the Lyman Gardens in Pressure as we get ready for volleyball action here tonight. The Jones County Coyotes set at 3-16 overall. Currently, they are the number 16 and team in Region 7B. Jones County with 36.842 seeding points, leading New Underwood 36.8 seeding points, Ulrichs 36.583, Crazy Horse 36.0 seeding point. So a lot could change for Jones County, and that is why their remaining matches are so important. For the Coyotes, they have the matchup here with the Raiders tonight. And Thursday, they are at Kadoka. Saturday, they are part of the Douglas Invitational, where they'll get three matches in. Next Tuesday night, they will be at home as they will host, Tuesday night, they will be at home on the 17th as they take on Cologne. Stanley County will be their opponent to close out the regular season. That will be on the 24th of October. For the Lyman Raiders, they set at 10-11, and as we mentioned, the Raiders playing very good volleyball as of late as they played as part of the Potter County, the Gettysburg Battler Invitational over the weekend, and did well up there. Thursday, action for Lyman is next Thursday as they will be at Phillip. They'll be at Highmore Herald on Tuesday, the 17th. That will be a match that we will have here on KPLO, an opportunity to take on a Region 5B opponent. They'll close out their regular season Monday, the 23rd of October, as they will be at Chamberlain. Currently, the Raiders set with a set as the number 3 team in Region 6 at B. They have been able to move up over the last couple weeks. They are leading Falkton. Well, Falkton is the number 1 team in the region, 42.96 seeding points. Harriet Selby, 42.526. Lyman with 40.333 seeding points. So it'll be hard this late in the season to move up enough points to perhaps catch Harriet Selby or Falkton. But right on the Raiders' heels is Sully Buse with 40.095 seeding points. And that is why it is important for Lyman. All these regions, when you look at Region 5B, you look at Region 6B, we should say, that's what Lyman is in, and Region 7B, there's a lot of miles involved, and if you can get a home match or two, that helps you a lot going through the postseason run, and that'll be the opportunity for both of these teams, especially for Lyman, as we go through the final couple weeks of the season. We had the opportunity to talk to both head coaches. Our Keys to Success segment's brought to you by the folks at May Adam. We will talk to Callie Houchin of the Lyman Raiders first. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Murdo Family Foods is proud to bring you this broadcast of the Jones County Coyotes. Murdo Family Foods is your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices. This family-owned store offers a convenient one-stop shop where you can find everything you need. Their great customer service includes carry-out to your car, movie rentals, fresh meat and produce, and free in-city limits delivery. Murdo Family Foods takes pride in their community. Best of luck, Coyotes, from everybody at Murdo Family Foods.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities. Access Health Murdo welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes. From everyone at Access Health Murdo, assuring access to quality health care.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Kennebec Telephone Company, Incorporated, and its divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, TCS, NAFA of Chamberlain, and PowerCom Electric, now serving the Jones County area, proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and NAPA auto parts. Call Kennebec Telephone and find out what they can do for you.
Moore Building Center in Murdo is your full-service small-town lumber and hardware store. They have free estimates on all of your building needs, including showplace cabinets. Moore Building Center now offers quality farm and ranch products from Max Steel. Bale feeders, steel feed bunks, continuous fence, and everything Max Steel has to offer. Moore Building Center is here for all your home, farm, and ranch needs. Proud to be a family business in the Murdo community. And best of luck to the Jones County Coyotes from Moore Building Center of Murdo.
Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at Mayad, and we talked to Callie Houch, head coach of the Lyman Raiders. And coach, as you get into the final couple weeks of the regular season, you got to feel pretty good about your way your team is playing.
I am. I'm really proud with how my team is playing, especially this season. We've had quite a few injuries, and they've been able to adjust and still come out on top.
Last weekend, you were part of the Battler Invitational, and it's tough to play a tournament this late in the season, but it still is an opportunity for you to see a lot of the teams in your region. What did you gather from that trip over the weekend up in Gettysburg?
We've got some good competition in our region. We played some tough games versus a couple of the teams that are in our region. We hung right there with them, with a girl missing and a girl injured. So I'm ready for them for next time.
You moved up to number 3 in the seeding, and with just a handful of matches remaining, that means every one of them is important. It's going to be hard to catch the top two, but you want to be able to stay where you're at, and that means that every one of these matches is important the rest of the way.
It does. Every single match. We're taking it one set at a time. Can't think too far ahead. We just have to be prepared for tonight.
You mentioned injuries, and that's part of it, but that means other kids get opportunities and step up. And I think you're a team just like several of them that started out the season with who they thought they were going to have as part of their varsity roster, but every team that I've been around over the last couple of weeks has been adding players because kids are working hard and they're earning their spots.
Exactly. I always look for my girls who can earn their spots, who work hard in practice, who are there for both JV, varsity, middle school, everything. So adding girls is definitely on my list.
Matchup against Jones County, a team that's trying to rebuild a little bit, but they're going to come out and Coach Swigert has them playing the right way. And they're going to be fundamentally sound. It's just going to be a matter for you guys to do what you do and take care of business.
Exactly. We need to have our hitters. We need to have our passes. And more importantly, we need to have our serves. That's what we've been struggling on. So we need to have our serves tonight.
I thought in the Stanley County match last week, I think you, as a coach, you had to feel pretty well about the way that you served that night, because I had you for 19 aces.
Yes, we did have a good serving night that night. Since then, we've kind of struggled, but I was very proud of that game. I was proud of how the girls played, and I was glad we came out on top.
With 2 weeks remaining in the season, how do you approach things? You want to give the kids a little bit of time off. You want to keep them in shape, obviously. But you also want to be able to prepare for each one of these matches, because we've already talked about how important each match is the rest of the regular season. But you want to be into that postseason form, too. So you kind of got to balance things with a little bit of time off, it looks like to me, over the next couple of weeks.
We do have a little bit of time off. So we play tonight. We have a game Thursday, next Tuesday, and then not until that Monday after. So we will get a little bit of rest here and there, but we'll still work hard to stay in shape and get to where we need to go.
And a chance for you to get healthy, too.
Exactly. That's all that we need right now.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Yep, thank you.
Callie Houchin of the Lyman Raiders, part one of our pregame interviews. We're back with more on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pierre since 1881.
Part two of our coach's interview, as we talk to Shelly Schweigert, head coach of the Jones County Coyotes. And as you get into the final couple weeks of your regular season, kids continue to battle, and you've been able to pick up some wins here and there.
Yeah, our defense has really improved. We moved some kids around, and we have some younger underclassmen that are really stepping up and helping us on the court.
One thing that I look at, you know, we saw you, I think maybe it was the first match of the season when you played Sully Buttes, but I start trying to put my score sheets and stuff together and start looking at rosters. And one thing that I notice, a lot of these teams late in the year is expanding their rosters. And I think for the most part, it's because your kids, your underclassmen are working hard and they're earning their spots.
Absolutely. We look always to move up our roster throughout the season. And those underclassmen really push our upperclassmen on and off the floor. So I'm looking, and we'll see some great things out of some of these younger ones.
And as you get into the final couple of weeks of the season, it looks like to me it's going to be hard to move up a lot in your region, but you could go down. And that's the importance of these matches that are remaining. You've got to be able to take care of business and stay ahead of the teams that are below you.
Right. I think we're going to end up being 5, 6, 7 seed. But, you know, I like being that spoiler. Sometimes being an underdog on going into region play and being that upset person is great rather than being on the top.
You take on the Lyman Ball Club this evening. It looks like to me, as we've seen them over the last couple of weeks, they're playing some pretty good volleyball right now.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're a team that just have a little bit of everything. And I think this tonight will come down to defense and who plays it better.
And for you guys, you talk about playing a lot of these younger kids. How have they been able to expand their game? Where has the improvement come from over the last couple months?
You know, I think it's just their work ethic and just hustling on the floor. And I think that when you give them a mission and they push themselves to try to beat those upperclassmen, and that's their goal, is moving forward for those underclassmen into next year. You know, our seniors, this is their last shot, but those other ones have something to prove for the years to come. So we're excited at what we have coming.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Shelly Schweigert, head coach of the Jones County Coyotes. Our keys to success, brought to you by the folks at May Adam. It's time for starting lineups, brought to you by our friends at Avera Orthopedics. And for Jones County, they will start up front with Camry Kittleson, a 5'2 senior. Sonny Ballberg, a 5'6 freshman. Addison Rankin, a 5'9 sophomore. Savannah Hendricks, a 5'8 senior. Mallory Bernard, a 5'6 sophomore. And Emmy Newsom, a junior at 5'10. The Jones County Coyotes will use a libero this evening, and that is Sophie Dowling, the senior, at 5'4". Jones County enters the match tonight with an overall record of 3-16. The head coach of the Coyotes is Shelly Schweigert. For the Lyman Raiders, they will start up front with Mesa Garnos, a 5'8 sophomore. Kenzie Wagner, a 5'6 freshman. Morgan Hoffman, a 5'5 junior. Max Scott, a 6-foot sophomore. Skylar Vollmer, a 5'10 senior. And Kaylee Larson is a 5'7 senior. The Raiders will use a libero as well tonight, and that is Annie Brackey, a 5'4 senior. The Lyman Raiders enter the contest tonight with an overall record of 10-11, and the head coach of the Lyman Raiders is Callie Houchin. We invite you to stay with us during our, well, first of all, let's welcome welcome those of you joining us worldwide at our website, drgnews.com. Of course, we'll have the live video of this volleyball match, and we will also have this match archive for you a little bit later on the KPLO page at our website, drgnews.com. During our post game, we'll have the big play of the game. That is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Our player of the game announcement as well. That is brought to you by CHS River Plains. And finally, in our pregame, it is the announcement of our game officials, brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials tonight are Brian C. and Ed Martz. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. With it being Dig Pink Night here tonight in Highmore or in Presho, some different pregame festivities going on, and we'll work our way through that. But this has been the pregame brought to you by the folks at BankWest Insurance. And we will take a timeout and return on KPMO.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax return, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information such as bank or credit card account numbers, social security numbers, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think someone has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Living with less pain means living at your best. But an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera. Moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/total joint.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
For the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Use your Dino Pay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives.
First Fidelity Bank wishes the Coyotes good luck in their performances. First Fidelity Bank is proud to be a family-owned community bank in Myrtle. Strong enough to stand on their own, but small enough to understand and appreciate the real-life needs of the people they serve. Call First Fidelity Bank to set up an appointment or just stop in and see what they can do for you. Good luck, Coyotes, from your fans at First Fidelity Bank in Myrtle.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ugh, yuck.
Take a second to think about it.
Yeah!
Not a pretty picture, is it? Myre Brothers in Chamber and Cannon does clean up that picture. They're here to help you with your disposal needs. Whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container, Myre Brothers will help you with what you need done. Give them a call at 605-234-5771. That's 234-5771. Myre Brothers in Chamber and satisfaction is guaranteed. Call today. Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurance is accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Pioneer Country Mart is a proud sponsor of high school athletics and all area youth activities. Pioneer Country Mart is a great place to stop along I-90. They're open 7 days a week from 6:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. You'll find clean restrooms, friendly service, and plenty of parking close to the door. Load up on beverages, snacks, fuel, and take a quick break in the casino. Pioneer Country Mart also has diesel fuel. Pioneer Country Mart in Myrtle, proud to support high school activities and athletes.
Murdo Family Foods is proud to bring you this broadcast of the Jones County Coyotes. Murdo Family Foods is your local community connection for high-quality foods, friendly service, and great prices. This family-owned store offers a convenient one-stop shop where you can find everything you need. Their great customer service includes carry-out to your car, movie rentals, fresh meat and produce, and free in-city limits delivery. Murdo Family Foods takes pride in their community. Best of luck, Coyotes, from everybody at Murdo Family Foods.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight as we bring you coverage of regional high school volleyball. We will have high school football for you on Friday, a very important match in the 11A playoff field. Chamberlain, needing a win to maintain where they are, would lock them in probably into the 11A playoffs. They travel to Millbank to take on the Bulldogs, 6:40 with the pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Vikings and Chicago, the Bears. It'll be a noon kickoff, 11 a.m. pregame on KPLO. Next Monday, it will be Miller at Bolsey Wessington Volleyball. Tuesday night, Lyman at Highmore Herald Volleyball next week. Before we get our match underway, let's pause for station identification on KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Slow the drive, arrive alive.
Skylar Vollmer puts the ball in play and sends across an ace. Our opening serve is brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma. They can help you make light work of heavy snow with Bobcat R-Series loaders and snow removal attachments. Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com as Vollmer sends across another ace and the Raiders quickly out in front by a 2-0 score. Little bit late start tonight. We had a junior varsity match that ran three sets, and both teams in the double digits in the third set as well. We played maximum points in the first set. A very entertaining match, and it's good to see as Max Scott gets a kill here and the Raiders work their way to a 3-0 lead. But when you start out in August, and that was the last time we saw Jones County when they played Sully Buttes to start their season, but how much they, all these teams, including the junior varsity squads, how much they have improved from where they were back then. Vollmer puts it in play. Raiders, or Coyotes send it across. The Raiders will clear the play. Here is Jones County, and they commit an error on the back row and give up another point to the Raiders. And Lyman works with a 4-0 lead. Some girls with pink hair, some girls with pink shoes. It's that kind of night here in Presho. Vollmer again will put it in play, and she will send it through for another ace, and we're going to have a quick timeout taken. Well, let's see, a little substitution, actually, by Jones County, as we will see Madison Detler check into the match for Jones County. Lyman working with a 5-0 lead as Vollmer will put it in play once again. Here is Dowling back row. The Coyotes move it forward. Kittleson up front. It comes to Mallory Bernard. She will clear. Now the Raiders work the return. They'll attack at the net. Coyotes will dig it out again. Bernard with the two-hand push the other way. Set for Max Scott. She'll push for the Raiders, and she gets it across and down. Morgan Hoffman did a good job keeping it alive there. It set it up for Scott, who was able to drop it home for her second kill of the night. And it is a 6-0 lead for Lyman as we work here in set number one. Vollmer with the overhand across again. Hendricks starts the play for Jones County. Set for Bernard. A cross-court shot there. Dig made by Vollmer. Clearing it out of there is Lyman. Now it is Dowling as Sophie pushes back the other way. And here's Max Scott at the net for Lyman. Hard hit ball there, but the Coyotes will dig it out. Set at the net. Blocked at the net. But the Jones County Coyotes will dig it back out. They'll send it back the other way. Here is Dowling, Bracky to the right side and down the line. Not the hardest hit ball, but that's why it was effective. Morgan Hoffman down the sideline will score it, and a timeout is taken by Jones County. The Raiders with a 7-0 lead in set number one, and we'll break for 30 seconds on KPLO.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. The Raiders still in serve as Skylar Vollmer pushes it the other way, and the serve is long and out of bounds. First service error of the night for Lyman, and that ends their scoring run. They score the first seven, and Jones County will put it in play for the first time tonight. Max Scott with the return. Here's Jones County as Sonny Vollberg pushes the other way. Scott again at the neck, tipped by Vollberg. Raiders will dig it out, and Brackey can't move it forward. They commit the hitting error, their first of the night there, and the Coyotes on the board with two in a row. It is 7-2 Lyman here in set number one. It is Camry Kittleson who will serve the overhand. Back row at Scott, they move it forward. It is Hoffman the other way. Coyotes will dig it out. A free ball from Savannah Hendricks is back the other way. Here's Annie Brackey, set at the net. Lyman will push it across. Here is Dowling with the dig, and at the net, Jones County will put it, will hit it short. So the side out back to Lyman as Kaylee Larson will check in. And here is Annie Brackey who puts it in play. Coyotes in the back row move it forward. Bernard the other way. Tip there, and that will be a kill for Mallory Bernard. And that will be her first of the night. 8-3, side out back to Jones County. Sonny Vollberg getting ready to put it in play. The 5-6 freshman. It's a spinning serve the other way. Brackey will dive, and that gets into the net. They tried to make a play on it, and nobody really could. And we'll call that an ace for Vollberg, and it will be the first of the night for Jones County. An 8-4 lead for Lyman as Vollberg will put it in play once again as it goes to the back row. It is Vollmer. Free ball now as Scott pushes it back across. Coyotes at the net. Savannah Hendricks will clear it out. And now Lyman will push the other way, and Morgan Hoffman will hit it wide and out of bounds. 8-5, the Coyotes coming back now. They've scored five of the last 6 points as Vollberg puts it in play again. This time airmails it past the back line, and a service error will give the serve back to Lyman, and they will push to a four-point advantage now as this is Morgan Hoffman who puts it in play. Back row, it's Vollberg at the net. They'll duel over the top of the defense, and a good job there. Addison Rankin over the top of a Max Scott block is able to get it down for a kill. That's her first of the night. Coyotes will send Emmy Newsom back in. She'll line up in the front row, and Mallory Bernard will serve from the back. Serve there, line drive serve. Kaysen Grand with the bump. They work at the net at Scott the other way. Vollberg will dig it out. Here is Scott on the other side. Raiders with a free ball the other way, and now Jones County will dig it back out. It is Vollberg set for Newsom. Over the top, gets it across. Raiders will dig it out, set for Skylar Vollmer. She'll push to the back row and get it down for a kill. Skylar Vollmer's first kill of the night. And the Raiders now with a 10-6 advantage, and set number one will play the best 3 out of 5 here at the Lyman Gardens tonight. And this is Max Scott serving a powerful serve across. It is Bernard, the set for Newsom, and Emmy hits it short. 11-6 Lyman here in set number one. As again, Raiders will put it in play. Coyotes have to free ball from the back row. Mallory Bernard gets the play done. Here is Vollmer the other way. Good job by Newsom to get it back across. Now Vollmer with it, and Vollmer mishits it and hits it long and out of bounds. Point for Jones County. Coyotes trail by four. And this is Savannah Hendricks who goes to the back line. And she will put it in play. The Coyotes gave up the first seven of this match. They found a way to battle back here. They stay within striking distance. Annie Brackey clears it out for the Raiders. At the net, they'll duel, and Skylar Vollmer will win the scrum as she pushes another kill across. That's her second of the night. It is a 5-2 kill advantage for Lyman. Not only do they have the three service aces that was part of that seven-point run to start, but a little more action at the net as well. As Larson will put it in play for Lyman. Here's Emmy Newsom across. Scott will dig. And at the net, Mackenzie Labrador will miss it. Hitting error for Lyman. Point for Jones County. And it is a 12-8 score. Into the match for Jones County, the senior Madison Dettler. And Madison with the overhand across. It is Labrador with the set at the net for Vollmer and a nice play made. Dug out. Coyotes will move it the other way as Kittleson pushes it over the top of the defense and past the defense, but inside, about 2 feet inside of the back line, and she'll score the kill there. At 5-2, Camry Kittleson scores her first kill of the night, and it is 12-9. Coyotes will put it in play once again. Looping serve, Scott with the bump. Raiders in trouble, but Scott will clear it out. To the Coyote side, it is Hendricks, Kittleson, now Dowling with a free ball back the other way. And here is Lyman. Vollmer over the top of the defense. Kittleson with the dig. Free ball for Hendricks. That's back to the Raiders' side. They'll set for Skyler. She will push it across, but it's blocked. Good job there by Sonny Wahlberg. And now the Coyotes, off the return of Lyman, will try to push the other way, and they hit it long and out of bounds. A nice long rally there. But in the end, Lyman will prevail off the Jones County hitting error. Side out back to Lyman. The Raiders will continue to work with a four-point lead. And it is 13-9. Mackenzie Labrador serving. Dowling back row with the bump as it winds up on the Raiders' side. Vollmer will push the other way. Dowling will dig, and back up top it comes. The two-hand push by Emmy Newsom is across. And here is a hard-hit ball by Morgan Hoffman. But the Coyotes will tip it, keep it alive, and again it's Newsom who pushes it to the back row. Scott, Labrador, Vollmer across. Here's Dowling with the dig. Kittleson will set it up top. It is Wahlberg the other way, but a good job there by the Raiders to dig it out, and they'll push it back. It's Hoffman with the clear out, and now it's Wahlberg the other way. Dug by Brackey. Vollmer with a nice play as she pushes it back across, and back and forth we go. Newsom trying to catch the corner and hits it wide and out of bounds. Another long rally, and the point won by Lyman. They've done that in two or three different occasions here as of late. They push the lead now 14-9. Labrador serving at the net now. It is Wahlberg the other way. Labrador with the dig. Now Skylar Vollmer will push it back across, and here is Jones County once again. Wahlberg will push to the back row. Annie Brackey keeps it alive. Free ball from Vollmer. It goes back across to the Jones County side. Kittleson on the set will push it back the other way, but the Raiders are there, and they send it across, and now Sophie Dowling with the dig, and it winds up going out of bounds. They actually got two hits on it. Dowling was trying to push it across, but she was working from the back row. It will be scored a hitting error. 15-9. The Raider lead at 6 once again. Coyotes will get it across. Here is the set, but nobody home on the part of Lyman. They'll commit their fifth hitting error of the match. Side out back to Jones County. It is 15-10 as the junior Emmy Newsom puts it in play. The overhand across. It is Vollmer. Labrador back to Vollmer over the top of the defense. Kittleson with the dig back up top. Attacking there, Mallory Bernard, and she'll get it down for Jones County. Bernard's second kill of the night. The Coyotes have scored two in a row now. 15-11 once again. As Emmy Newsom with the overhand the other way. Scott Labrador, the back set. The Raiders will attack with Mesa Garnos, but Coyotes are there and dig it out. Kittleson will clear it. Here's Skylar Vollmer. Pushing it back across for Lyman. Here's Bernard to the back row. Scott will dig. Lavador will set. Here's Morgan Hoffman going cross court. She'll hit it long and out of bounds. 15 to 12. The Coyotes have pulled to within three. As their side out continues, Newsom with the serve. Scott makes the play on the sidelines. He'll duel at the net. Vollberg almost swatted it down, but the Raiders will dig it out and send it back. Here's Sonny Vollberg the other way. Annie Brackey will dig. Lavador set for Hoffman. That is a cross and down. Similar play to what Morgan wanted to do on the previous point, but a little more altitude that time, and she's able to push it across and down. It's her second kill of the night, and it is a 16-10 score as Lyman pushes it back to a four-point advantage. Full rotation, Skylar Vollmer will serve. She was in serve for that seven in a row, and she will send across another ace, and that is four on the night for the 5'10 senior. 17-12, Lyman. As again, Vollmer with the push the other way. Hendricks back row, set up top, Bernard. Hard hit ball there as a cross and down. Mallory Bernard with kill number three on the night for her, the fifth for Jones County in the match. And it will be Kittleson who will serve for the Coyotes. And that serve is long and out of bounds. The Coyotes with their second service error and a one-and-done side out. As the Raiders will serve, Kaylee Larson will check in. And Annie Brackey will serve, and she serves it short. Second service error for Lyman. And the Raiders side out, one-and-done as well. Jones County will go to their bench as the sophomore Addison Rankin will check back in. And here is Sonny Vollberg back row. The freshman with the overhand over the top of that back row, and it just drops in for an ace, and that is her second of the night, 18-15. Again, the Coyotes trailed 7-0 after Lyman got off to a good start. The Coyotes have been able to cut it to three on a couple different occasions, and now this Vollberg serve is wide and out of bounds. And the lead back to four once again. 19-15. The lead belongs to Lyman. Morgan Hoffman serving. Back row, it's Kittleson up at the net. Rankin will attack. But the Raiders are there with the dig. Here is Larson attacking the other way. Vollberg will dig it out. Now, a free ball from Dowling the other way. Rankin will dig it out. Set for Max Scott. She'll hammer it hard. Kittleson will dig it out. Hendricks tries to complete the play. It winds up on the Lyman side. Here is the attack from Larson. Dig by Bernard. She'll hammer it. And Scott will block it and clean it back up. Coyotes with a quick return as well. Here's Larson the other way, and that is long and out of bounds. Kaylee Larson with a hard hit ball there, but it went past the line on the Coyotes side, and Jones County will score it. 19-16, Lyman, as Bernard will serve, and that is wide and out of bounds. The fourth service error for Jones County, and the points continue to roll by here, and the Raiders the first team to 20 in set number one. Max Scott serving, a rocket shot across. Vollberg back row, they go to Newsom. She'll send it back across. Up top, Vollmer. She'll push to the back row. Little trouble for Jones County, but they'll clear it up. But Emmy Newsom winds up hitting it into the net. Had a little trouble back row, but they were able to regroup it, move it over, and or move it forward. And then Newsom mistimed the jump. And it's now 21-16. Scott the other way. Bernard will dig. Hendricks keeps it alive as they push it back. Here's Rankin the other way. And now the Raiders will send it back across. Mackenzie Lavador with the free ball for Lyman. Good attack by Rankin, but it's dug out. She tries to go side to side. The Raiders go side to side, and it works for them. Kaylee Larson with the attack from left to right, and she gets it across and down for the kill. Her first of the night to make it 22-16 as the side out continues for Lyman. And Max Scott will serve it once again, and this time it goes into the net for the third service error of the night for Lyman. 22-17. Coyotes to the back row as Savannah Hendricks serves. And Savannah hits it short. 23-17. As Lyman leads, and they will work and serve once again. As it is Kaylee Larson, the senior, who puts it in play, and her serve is long and out of bounds. 23-18. Side out back to Jones County. The sophomore Addison Rankin will serve. And Addison with the overhand the other way. And Kaysen Grand got the bump on it, but there was nobody there to move it forward, and that will count as an ace for Addison Rankin. That's her first of the night. 23-19. And Rankin will serve once again. Grand back row, attacking Labrador, dug out by Jones County. The Raiders send it back on the one-timer. Coyotes try to work it back, and there for the block is Skylar Vollmer. She'll push it back the other way, but they're going to say it was out of bounds. So the Coyotes will wind up with the point. It's 23-20. Rankin will serve and put it into the net. Now it's game point, 24-20. And the Raiders send Mackenzie Labrador back to serve as Morgan Hoffman checks in and Kaysen Grand's out. And Labrador with a hard serve across for an ace. That was a rocket that is across and down and gives Lyman the victory in set number one by a 25-20 score. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. The lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. We just got in a load of Hayliner bale trailers. We encourage you to check them out on the Darren Boyle Sales page on Facebook and also the website, DarrenBoyleSales.com. We will take a two-minute break and return for set number two on KPLO.
Access Health Murdo welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes. From everyone at Access Health Murdo, assuring access to quality health care.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Kennebec Telephone Company, Incorporated, and its divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, TCS, NAFA of Chamberlain, and PowerCom Electric, now serving the Jones County area, proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and NAPA auto parts. Call Kennebec Telephone and find out what they can do for you.
Moore Building Center in Murdo is your full-service small-town lumber and hardware store. They have free estimates on all of your building needs, including showplace cabinets. Moore Building Center now offers quality farm and ranch products from Max Steel. Bale feeders, steel feed bunks, continuous fence, and everything Max Steel has to offer. Moore Building Center is here for all your home, farm, and ranch needs. Proud to be a family business in the Murdo community. And best of luck to the Jones County Coyotes from Moore Building Center of Murdo.
Well, Lyman wins set number one by a 25-20 score after scoring the first 7 points of the opening set. Jones County was able to battle back. And now it will be Jones County who will serve first as Camry Kittleson sends it across to get this second set underway. Vollmer, now Hoffman the other way. Kittleson with the dig. Here's Morgan or Mallory Bernard the other way. As the Raiders dig it out, set it up. Bump, set, spike for Morgan Hoffman. That is her third kill of the night. The Raiders with an 8-5 kill advantage. They have five service aces. And that was one of the things that Callie Houchin wanted her team to really do well tonight, and that was serve the volleyball. Served by the Raiders. The bump by Jones County. Goes back on the Raiders' side. Scott with the attack. Coyotes will clear it out. Here's the back set for Mesa Garnos the other way. Rankin back row set for Bernard. She'll hammer it hard and get it across and down. Mallory Bernard with kill number four for Jones County. And we are tied at one here in set number two. Sonny Wahlberg with the serve. As the Raiders will attack, it is Scott the other way. The bump winds up on the Raiders' side. They'll work a quick return from Hoffman, and then the Raiders or the Coyotes get a little bit out of position and are not able to make the play and send it back. The hitting error will give the point to Lyman, and it's 2-1 Raiders. It is Annie Brackey serving. Wahlberg with the bump. It winds up on the Raiders' side, and the Raiders a little disorganized as they commit the hitting errors and hit it long and out of bounds, and neither team can get away from the other to start here in set number two. We are tied at two. Mallory Bernard puts it in play. Vollmer back row, Labrador at the net. She'll flip it across. Now it is Kittleson with the dig. Hendricks trying to move it forward, and it gets caught in the net, and it falls down. Hitting error, Jones County, point for Lyman. Raiders lead 3-2. And here is Morgan Hoffman serving, and again, the Coyotes having trouble passing it forward. They make the dig and having trouble moving the ball forward, getting it to the front line for the attack. Hitting error number 10, their third of this second set so far, and the Raiders now with a two-point lead. Here is the attack from Madison Rankin the other way through the Max Scott blocking down. Rankin with her second kill. 4-3. Lyman leading Jones County. Savannah Hendricks to the back row for the Coyotes in the blue and orange jerseys, and Savannah's serve is wide and out of bounds. 5-3 now Lyman. We move along here rather quickly. Max Scott serving, and that serve is wide and out of bounds. Five service errors, five aces in the match for the Lyman Raiders. As the side out will go back to Jones County, and for the Coyotes, Madison Dettler will check back in. Dettler puts it in play. She pushes to the back row. Kaysen Grand with the bump. They move it forward. Skylar Vollmer attacks. Coyotes have to play it off the seam lean after the dig by Dowling, but they get things put away and send it back across. Here's the attack by Vollmer again. Kittleson pushes to the back row. Here's an Annie Brackey dig. Labrador set for Larson. She'll push it back across and down. Kaylee Larson with her second kill for Lyman. And it is 6-4 Raiders. As the volleyball gets away for a moment, we will see substitutions as well. Emmy Newsom will check in. J.C. Jensen, the 5'7 freshman, sees her first action of the night for Jones County. And Larson is serving as Jones County gets it across. Here's Vollmer at the net. And that is across, tipped, and in play as well. Skylar Vollmer scores her third kill of the night. 7-4 now. The lead belonging to the Lyman Raiders. Larson will serve once again and catches the sideline and sends across another ace. We have been fairly close score-wise here in this second set so far, but all of a sudden, Lyman now has a four-point lead at 8-4. As the senior Kaylee Larson puts it in play, it grazes the net and rolls over forward and drops straight down. 9-4 now. The lead to the Lyman Raiders. Larson, each time she has served, she served just a little bit harder. It got past the defense of Jones County once, caught the sideline the second time, grazed the net and dropped the third time, and each time she hit it harder. This time, it catches the net and goes back down on the Raiders' side. Service error, their sixth of the night, and it goes back to Jones County, and Sophie Dowling will serve. And Sophie will send across an ace. That is her first ace of the night. And the Coyotes have scored two in a row. 9-6. The lead to Lyman as Dowling puts it in play once again. Bracky back row. Lavador with the back set to Vollmer. She'll thump it back row. Dowling will dig it out to set up top to Bernard. She'll push the other way. Scott will dig. Here is an attack through the defense and down. Mesa Garnos gets it done. Not the hardest hit ball, but it works the same as she gets it across and down. And now Kaysen Grand will check out. Morgan Hoffman will check back in. And here is Mackenzie Lavador to serve for Lyman. And she'll push back row, and that's an ace. Mackenzie with her second ace of the night. And the Raiders now have built themselves up a 5-point advantage at 11-6. And here is Lavador with the serve. Hendricks back row. It goes to Dowling. Free ball from Valberg as Sonny pushes it back across. Here is Lyman setting offensively, and Skylar Vollmer hits it hard but long and out of bounds. And one thing that we're starting to see as we work into this second set, the Raiders were able to get into their offense a little bit more than Jones County in the first set, and that continues here in set number two. We see a lot of free balls from Jones County where they're just not able to get it to the net and get those solid attacks that they would like to see. As again, the Raiders set it at the net. It is Garnos across. Coyotes will dig a bad pass. Vollmer had a chance at it, but couldn't get it through. And now the Coyotes will set it back up for Mallory Bernard, and Bernard will push the other way. And that's her fifth kill of the night. And I just mentioned they didn't get settled into the offense. Well, they did there. And Bernard with her fifth kill as we work here in the second set, hitting error for Lyman as they put it into the net. And the Coyotes have cut the deficit in half. They trail now by two. It's 11-9 Raiders. We work halfway through set number two. Max Scott back row in the return for Lyman. They'll set it for Hoffman. She'll push the other way. Here is Jones County. Dowling with the attack across. Lavador, Bracky. Now Hoffman to the back row. It is Dowling, Hendricks. Free ball from Bernard is back across. A little hard to handle the pass there. Bernard had to push it the other way. Again, Hendricks will set. This time a lot better pass. And dropping it home is Mallory Bernard. And that's kill number six. 11-10. The Coyote deficit is at one. It's Camry Kittleson will put it in play. Back row it comes to Bracky. Now it's Vollmer to Scott, and she hits it short. And that ties things at 11. The Coyotes have not led in this match so far. They have an opportunity to do that here. As Kittleson will put it in play. It is Bracky, Lavador, Vollmer, and she pushes it across, but long and out of bounds. 12-10 Jones County, and a timeout taken by Lyman. The Coyotes with their first lead of the night here in set number two. And we'll take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Timeouts are brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today as we work here in set number two. It is a 12-11 lead for Jones County. The Raiders won the opening set by a 25-20 score. As the officials, Ed Martz on the floor for one of our officials tonight. Also, Brian C. He is the R1, I think is what you would call it. He is at the net. As they do a little bookkeeping at the net with the rotations. And now a double hit on Lyman. Another hitting error. That is their 14th of the night. And the Raiders now work themselves with a 13-11 lead. Kittleson with the serve the other way. Bracky with the bump. They work it forward to Vollmer, and that is through the block and down. And then Skylar Vollmer will end the Jones County rally with her fourth kill of the night. 13-12. The Raiders trail here, as it will be Skylar Vollmer to the back row to serve. And the overhand is into the net. Service error number 7 for Lyman. And Jones County works with a 2-point lead. Madison Dettler will check out. Checking back in will be Addison Rankin. Sunny Wahlberg to the back row to serve. She has a couple aces so far. Kind of a sidewinding serve there that's across. Raiders will dig it out and push it back. Here is Bernard with the attack for Jones County. Scott the other way. Kittleson with the dig. Hendricks will set. Rankin the other way. And that's across and down. Addison Rankin with kill number 3. And all of a sudden, the stat that was advantage Lyman in the kill department starting to, it's starting to get closer anyway. I think Lyman still has a little bit of a kill advantage, but Jones County's been able to get some things going here in this second set as they lead by 3. They serve. The Raiders push it across, and Rankin now attacking, hits it long and out of bounds. The Coyotes with their 11th hitting error. And the side out back to Lyman as Annie Bracky puts it in play. Kittleson back row for Jones County. The set for Bernard. She'll push the other way. Scott with a nice reflex play to send it back for the Raiders. Here's the one-timer for Bernard. Raiders will return the favor as they push the other way to the back row. It's Rankin, and again, it's long and out of bounds. Right idea, the open spot on the floor. But the execution not there for Jones County as she hits it long and past the back line. It is 15-14 Coyotes lead. And Bracky will put it in play for Lyman. Here's the set for Bernard, and she hits it into the net. And that ties things at 15. And the Raiders, who led from start to finish in set number 1, trying to get the lead back. Drop ball serve from Bracky at the net. The Coyotes will set it up, and Addison Rankin this time will push it down for a kill. That is her fourth of the night. Mallory Bernard serves as Coyotes put it in play. Here is Max Scott, Mackenzie Lavador. Free ball from Vollmer is back across. Bernard will dig the set up top. Well, no, an errant pass. Hendricks has to clear it. The Raiders make the play as they go back the other way. And now Jones County will set it up once again. Rankin across and a whistle and a net violation is going to be called on Lyman. And now we're going to have a conversation at the net. Callie Houchin was wanting a double hit on Jones County early in that rally. The call wasn't there. And from our vantage point, it looked okay. And now Ed Martz, again, working, doing a lot of work here in set number 2 as the floor official, has a quick conversation with Callie Houchin, and we're okay. Mallory Bernard will serve for Jones County. They lead by 2. As the Raiders try to get it across, they will. Here is Lyman, Jones County the other way. Good attack from Hendricks as Scott will attack. It's blocked by Rankin. Here is Morgan Hoffman hitting it hard, and it's long and out of bounds. 18-15 Jones County. As Mallory Bernard will again get set to serve. And the serve here grazes the net and is out of bounds. But Jones County's had a couple nice side outs in this second set, and they work with a two-point lead. But Lyman has the serve. We'll see what they do here as Morgan Hoffman will serve, and that is long and out of bounds. And for the Coyotes, or for the Raiders, rather, that is their eighth service error. It is now 19-16. And for Jones County, this is Savannah Hendricks as the Coyotes work with a three-point advantage. Looping the other way. Kaysen Grand, Labrador, up top Scott. She'll go the other way. Kittleson will dig. Kept alive by Rankin. They'll free ball it across. Dowling with a nice play. Here are the Raiders, though, as they recover and send it back as Annie Brackey clears it. Here is down the line, and a nice shot there from Emmy Newsom. The Raiders had things covered pretty well, except for this one corner that was about 3 foot square, and Emmy Newsom put it there for her first kill of the night. 20-16, Jones County will return in 30 seconds. Timeout Lyman. We're back after this on KPLO.
For the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Oklahoma. Use your Dino Pay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Oklahoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives.
Another Ag Tigra timeout. It is 20-16 Jones County. The Raiders have used both of their timeouts here in this third set as, or the second set, pardon me, as Jones County will continue to work and serve. This is the junior, a senior, rather, Savannah Hendricks, who sends across an ace. And that is her first ace of the night. 21-16 Jones County. As Hendricks will look to put it in play once again. And Hendricks sends it left corner. Vollmer will dig. Errant pass, but free balling is Kaylee Larson, and the Coyotes weren't ready, and Kaylee Larson gets it down for a kill. And that will be her third of the night. And that ends the rally for Jones County. And now the Raiders, with the serve, have some work to do as they trail by four. This is Max Scott serving. And she will send it across for an ace. That is her first ace of the night. Raider deficit at that three. It's 21-18. Scott will get set to put it in play once again. Here is Dowling back row. Vollberg now Rankin with the free ball across. Scott will dig. Labrador will set for Vollmer. Two-hand push there is across. Here is Dowling to set for Kittleson. She'll hammer to the back row. Raiders scramble, but get it back across. Here is Kittleson to the back row. Grand will dig. Labrador. Now Vollmer will clean it up. And here's Jones County once again. Set for Rankin. That's across and down. Addison Rankin with five kills. And it's 22-18. And some good court awareness there by the sophomore. As she pushes it across and down. Coyotes will serve once again as Madison Dettler will put it in play. 22-18 Jones County leads. Trying to even this match at a set apiece. And Dettler airmails it past the back line for the ninth service error of the night for Jones County. 22-19. Still time for the Raiders, but no margin for error as the Coyotes trying to steal a set here as Larson will put it in play and at the net. The bump by Jones County. That was Seeley. Natalie Seeley, who just got a bump on it. It wound up right at the net. Skylar Vollmer thought she was going to be able to just swat it. And she hit it wide and out of bounds. And now Jones County will serve, needing 2 points to win set number two. Vollmer safely with a two-hand shove across. Here's Bernard with it. And we're going to have a whistle and a double hit on Jones County. Point for Lyman, trailing by three. It's 23-20 Jones County. And Morgan Hoffman checks in. Kaysen Grand will check out. And for the Raiders, This is Mackenzie Labrador, who will serve. And that serve is long and out of bounds. Game point for Jones County, 24-20. As the senior, Camry Kittleson. Getting set to put it in play as the serve to Skylar Ballmer. Now Annie Brackey moves it forward. Hoffman the other way, and it's out of bounds. And that gives Jones County the victory in set number two by a 25-20 score. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment, including IDL post pounders, full type or for your skid steer. We have them for you at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier. We'll take a 2-minute break and return. Pivotal set number three is next on KPLO.
First Fidelity Bank wishes the Coyotes good luck in their performances. First Fidelity Bank is proud to be a family-owned community bank in Myrtle. Strong enough to stand on their own, but small enough to understand and appreciate the real-life needs of the people they serve. Call First Fidelity Bank to set up an appointment or just stop in and see what they can do for you. Good luck, Coyotes, from your fans at First Fidelity Bank in Myrtle.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ugh, yuck.
Take a second to think about it.
Yeah!
Not a pretty picture, is it? Myrie Brothers and Chamber and Cannon does clean up that picture. They're here to help you with your disposal needs. Whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container, Myrie Brothers will help you with what you need done. Give them a call at 605-234-5771. That's 234-5771. Myrie Brothers and Chamber, and satisfaction is guaranteed. Call today.
Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurance is accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Well, with both teams, quickly back out on the floor, we take a quick break here between set number two and set number three. We look at things statistically. We talked about Lyman with a kill advantage in that opening set, but that is 13-13 as we get ready for set number three. Still a 9-5 kill advantage for the Raiders as they control that statistic. 18 hitting errors for Lyman, 15 for Jones County. It will be Lyman who will serve to get this third set started as they continue to pump 80s rock at every high school sporting event. And it's almost like it's the way it should be. And the Raiders, with Skylar Ballmer serving, will send another ace across. That is her fifth of the night. And the Raiders with a 1-0 lead. They scored the first seven in set number two. Now Ballmer with a drop ball is Dowling with the bump. The Raiders return it as it grazes the net. Here's Vennard the other way, and Mallory hits it wide and out of bounds. So quickly, Lyman up 2-0. And again, Ballmer will push the other way. Hendricks across. Scott for the Raiders. Block there. Through the block and down. Max Scott will score the kill. Sonny Wahlberg was there for the block and got both hands on it, but it still went through and down on the Jones County side. And the Raiders now with a 3-0 advantage. As Ballmer will put it in play once again, and they're going to call Max Scott for reaching over the net. So a hitting error for Lyman will give a point to Jones County. But it looked like the Raiders were starting to build some momentum. Here's Camry Kittleson serving as she pushes to the back row to Brackey. Now Hoffman, and she'll hit it long and out of bounds. 3-2 now. Raiders with a one-point advantage. Camry Kittleson will put it in play once again. And it grazes the net, and it's down for an ace. Camry's first ace of the night. The sixth for Jones County in the match, and it ties things at three. Kittleson will push to the back row. It is Vollmer. Now Labrador, the back set for Garno, so she pushes it back row. Rankin will dig. Kittleson moves it forward. It is Dowling who has to finish the play. She'll work it back across. Here's the attack from Labrador of Lyman. But Jones County will dig it out and send it back. Here's a dig by Hoffman. Labrador sets for Scott, who pushes it past the back line and out of bounds. 4-3 now, Jones County. As Kittleson puts it in play once again. Brackey, Labrador, the back set for Garnos. Down the line, Rankin will dig it out. And back up top, Mallory Bernard. She'll push to the back row. It is Brackey. Now Scott down the sideline. Savannah Hendricks with a nice play as she gets it back to the Raiders' side. Here is Morgan Hoffman. She'll try to go sideline and hits it wide and out of bounds. 5-3. The Coyotes leading. Here in set number three. Down the line, Kittleson, and that is about a foot wide and out of bounds. Coyotes with their 10th service error of the night. The side out will go back to Lyman. As Kaylee Larson will check in, Annie Brackey will serve for the Raiders. Sophie Dowling back row. They move it forward. The attack from Bernard off the net. Scott will keep it alive. Labrador, free ball from Brackey is the other way. Here's Rankin with the dig. Back up top, Sonny Wahlberg away from the block attempt. Good job by Morgan Hoffman to keep it alive. And here are the Raiders sending it back. Labrador will get a kill out of that. She just pushed into the back row with the free ball, but Jones County couldn't handle it back there, and they hit it. Got one hit on it. It goes out of bounds. So 5-5. The Raiders have tied it. Brackey puts it in play once again. Kittleson up top now. Bernard over the top of the block. Scott will dig. Here is Hoffman to Larson. And back across it comes. Rankin, Wahlberg over to the Raiders side. Larson to Scott. Back the other way to Jones County. Here is Bernard with a two-hand push. Brackey will dig it back out. Here is Max Scott attacking. Kittleson will dig. Here's Sonny Wahlberg the other way. Labrador will dig it out. Brackey to Hoffman down the line. Kittleson will dig. Jones County once again. Bernard the other way. Mackenzie Labrador will dig. Again, they'll pass it off. Here is Hoffman with the underhand across. And Jones County with the attack. It is Bernard the other way. But Hoffman is there with the return. We're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have a net violation called on Jones County. So after a long rally, a net violation on Jones County will give the Raiders the lead at 6-5. Here is Bernard the other way. Through the block and down, Mallory Bernard through the Max Scott block and down on the Raiders' side. That is kill number 7 of the night for the sophomore, Mallory Bernard. We're tied at 6. Sonny Wahlberg puts it in play. Labrador, Brackey, free ball from Scott is across. Wahlberg back row, Hendricks with the set, but a little offline and an opportunity there for Max Scott to push the other way. And with the left hand, she'll swat it across and down. 7-6 Lyman as the Raiders will serve it up once again. And for the Raiders, the senior Kaysen Grand will check back in. Across it comes. Wahlberg for Jones County. Now Rankin will clear the play. Labrador with the dig. Now Larson across. Kept alive by Bernard. Rankin will push it back to the Raiders' side. Brackey will dig. Set for Scott. The two-hand shove is there. And now a whistle, and we're going to have a lift called on Jones County. So another hitting error for the Coyotes will give another point to the Raiders. And Lyman all of a sudden has a two-point advantage. It's 8-6 Lyman. As Kaysen Grand will again serve. Kittleson, Hendricks. Coyotes will work it back across. Bernard with a nice play. And here are the Raiders. Max Scott attacking, and that is down for a kill. Max Scott with kill number 5 tonight. And it is 9-6. Grand serves once again. Wahlberg back row for Jones County. The set for Rankin, and then Scott had the opportunity to receive the errant pass, and she hits it long and out of bounds. Side out back to Jones County. Mallory Bernard back row as she will serve, and that is long and out of bounds. Points coming quickly here. It is 10-7 now Lyman. Jones County, or Lyman won the first set 25-20. Jones County won the second set 25-20. Max Scott serves and hits it wide and out of bounds. The side out will go back to Jones County. This is a pivotal set number three here. We talked about both of these teams, Lyman especially. They're number one, or the number three seed in Region 6B. They would really like to be able to hang on to that position and give themselves some home court opportunities as the ball hit down and hard there from Max Scott, and that will be another kill for her. That is her sixth of the night. Coyotes will send Natalie Seeley back in. And here is Larson serving for Lyman. Coyotes with an attack play, and Skylar Vollmer is there for the block. It's her first of the night. Raiders now lead 12-8. Haley Larson serving, and she'll send across an ace, her third of the night. And all of a sudden, it's a five-point advantage. After things have been played rather quickly and closely so far in the second and third sets. Larson will put it in play once again. Seeley, Kittleson, Dowling the other way. Vollmer with the dig. Mackenzie Labrador with the set, and Vollmer will push it back through once again. Kill number five for her, and a timeout, Jones County. 14-8, the Lyman Raiders have the lead, and we will take a 30-second break and return. This is Regional High School Volleyball from KPLO.
Pioneer Country Mart is a proud sponsor of high school athletics in all area youth activities. Pioneer Country Mart is a great place to stop along I-90. They're open 7 days a week from 6:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. You'll find clean restrooms, friendly service, and plenty of parking close to the door. Load up on beverages, snacks, fuel, and take a quick break in the casino. Pioneer Country Mart also has diesel fuel. Pioneer Country Mart in Murdo, proud to support high school activities and athletes.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. All of a sudden, six in a row, scored by the Lyman Raiders, and they lead 14-8. As the Coyotes take the timeout, the Raiders with the return. Vollmer with a free ball the other way. Rankin attacks across and hits it long and out of bounds. And it is a seven-point lead for Lyman at 15-8. Coyotes have played some good volleyball, but perhaps starting to run out of gas a little bit as Kaylee Larson sends across another ace, her fourth of the match so far. 16-8. The lead belongs to Lyman. As Larson will put it in play once again, this time they're going to call that an ace. Larson will put it in play once again and send across another. And Larson, as we mentioned, she's varied speeds a lot, and that time was a kind of a fastball. She'll hammer it hard here and hit it short. 11 service errors for Lyman as this side out ends as the Coyotes back to their bench. Madison Dettler will check in. All of a sudden, the Coyotes trail by nine as Dettler serves. Labrador, Garnos back to Labrador. She'll push it back the other way. Here is Jones County. It needs to get a rally going, and they hit it short. J.C. Jensen had the attack there, but hit it short and into the net. Side out back to Lyman, who works with a 10-point advantage at 19-9. It is Mackenzie Labrador who will serve, and that serve is short. 19-10 now, side out back to Jones County. And for the Coyotes, this is Sophie Dowling serving. And the serve will go to the back row. It is Vollmer, Labrador, an errant pass, and Annie Brackey can't move it forward. They get three hits on it, so it's a hitting error, and the Coyotes will take points where they can here as they trail by eight now. It is 19-11 as Dowling serves it up once again. To the back row, it is Vollmer. Garnos will set for Hoffman, who hammers it the other way, and that is a kill for Morgan Hoffman. That is her fourth of the night. And the Raiders, the first team to 20 here in set number three. Got themselves a nine-point cushion to work with as well. As Skylar Vollmer will serve it up. And to the back row, Raiders or the Coyotes get a bump on it, and then Morgan Hoffman had an opportunity for a kill shot and hit it short and into the net. That bump, the return of serve of Jones County, was right at the net, and Hoffman couldn't get it through, and now it's 20-12. Jones County will put it in play. Here's Mason Garnas with the clear. Detler will make the play for Jones County. They push it back to the lineman side. Max Scott the other way. Kittleston will dig. Back now it comes to Bernard, who pushes it to the back row. Skylar Vollmer set for Hoffman. Blocked there, but out of bounds. So the kill for Morgan Hoffman is her fifth of the night. 21-12. The Raiders have the lead. A little confusion as to who is serving. And it should be Annie Brackey who is serving. And there she is. And now we're good to go. Brackey with the serve to the back row. Sophie Dowling with the bump. Hendricks will set for Vollberg. Sonny pushes it back across. And here is Lyman. And they cannot clear it. And a hitting error for them. Point for Jones County as they hang tough. But they trail 21-13. And Lyman is up just 4 points away from going up two sets to one. As Sonny Vollberg will serve. Vollmer, Labrador, Hoffman with a two-hand play that crossed. Here is Jones County. Bernard will hit it hard, but Vollmer is there with the dig. And now it's Max Scott the other way. And we're going to have a net violation on Jones County. Scott was going to push it through anyway, but the net violation will be a hitting error as opposed to an offensive stat for the Raiders. 22-13 now as Kaysen Grand will check in and Morgan Hoffman will check out. And Grand will get ready to work the serve as she pushes it back row. Kittleston up top of Rankin. Hard hit ball there. But Grand will dig it out and it is off of the ceiling here and out of play. Well, that's going to wind up being a kill for Addison Rankin, and that is her sixth of the night. Coyotes still with a long way to go as they trail by eight, but will continue to work. Mallory Bernard with the serve here, and it's into the net. 23-14, Lyman. And for Lyman, this is Max Scott. She sends the serve to the back row. Kittleston up top now. This is the attack from J.C. Jensen. Raiders will dig it out. This is Kaylee Larson across. Vollberg will dig. Again, they'll set it for Jensen. She'll push it back the other way. Labrador, Brackey, Larson, and that is out of bounds. Past the back line and out of play, 23-15. Side out back to Jones County. As Bernard will check out, Dowling will check in. Savannah Hendricks will serve. And Annie Brackey gets the bump on it, but nobody there to move it forward. So an ace for Savannah Hendricks, and that's her second of the night. 23-16. Hendricks will put it in play. Another low line drive serve. Raiders have some trouble, but eventually we'll set it up and get it across. Kaylee Larson with the kill. That is her fourth of the night. We are at game point. 24-16 and set number three. As Mesa Garnos will check back in. And here is Kaylee Larson serving. Wahlberg up top to Rankin, and she can't get it across as she hits it short. And that gives Lyman the victory in set number three by a 25-16 score. And our scoreboard is brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report from the folks in Buy Right Seat is next. We will take a two-minute break and return on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
Access Health Murdo welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from everyone at Access Health Murdo, assuring access to quality health care.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. Set number four here at the Lyman Gardens in Presho. The Raiders winning game number three, 25-16. They had a 9-2 kill advantage in that third set as they took control about midway through. And now Jones County serving. Camry Kittleson puts it in play, and she will hit it short and into the net. The Raiders in three of the four sets so far have been able to score first. The Coyotes led for a moment there in set number three, but here we're going to have a defensive play on the part of Jones County. A block by Sunny Wahlberg. That's her first of the night. And we're tied at one as Wahlberg will go back row and put it in play. Here's the set for Hoffman, and she will hit it long and out of bounds. Hitting error for Lyman, and that total starting to creep up for both of these teams, but especially the Raiders. Their 28th hitting error of the night, and they have been more able to get themselves going offensively, and Jones County has just had to make a lot of reflex plays and had the ball bounce their direction. It has been Lyman a little more organized offensively than Jones County has been, and here is an attack from Max Scott that will work for a kill. That will be her seventh of the night. And all of a sudden, we're tied at two, but we'll hold on here as we have a little bit of a conversation as the two officials at the net want to get together. It looked like Scott was able to get that attack through. I think the question is, did she get in the net? And they are going to give the point to Jones or to Lyman. So it is 2-2 now as Kaylee Larson will check in. Mesa Garnos will check out. The sophomore out for the moment. As Jones County will work the return to serve. Sophie Dowling, midcourt, has to push it back across. And now Lyman will set the play. They can't get to the net either. Free ball from Morgan Hoffman is the other way. Now Jones County gets it to the net. Jensen will attack there. But the Raiders will dig it out. Bracky the other way. Dowling with the dig. Dettler with the return across. And now a one-handed play from Larson for the Raiders is back the other way. Jones County with the quick return. Here's Scott attacking. Savannah Hendricks will set. Dowling the other way. Back to the Raiders side we go. Bracky will set for Hoffman, who sends it past the back line and out of bounds. 3-2 Jones County leads here in this fourth set. As Madison Dettler checks out. And checking into the match, Aubrey Tucker, her first action of the night. 3-2 Jones County. Larson the other way. Tucker trying to get it across. She's going to be called for a double hit. A hitting error for Jones County. Coyotes with their 23rd hitting error of the night. So their total is getting up there as well, but things are tied here at 3 in set number 4 as Kaysen Grand pushes it back across. Diving play by Kittleson. Here is Vinard down the line with the attack. Lyman will dig it out. Free ball it back to the Jones County side. At the net it is Tucker. Hard hit ball. And they're going to call a net violation on Lyman. Kaylee Larson was chasing the play, and I think she slipped and went down, and that is where the net violation come from. The Coyotes lead 4-3 as Hendricks will put it in play for the Coyotes. Bracky up top. This is Scott over the top of the defense and down. Max Scott with another kill. That is her 8th of the night. 4-4. The serve to the Raiders. And it will be Scott who will put it in play. And that serve will go into the net. The Raiders with their 13th service error. They also have 14 service aces as we work here in this fourth set. So they've been able to do some things as well. And now Madison Dettler will serve for Jones County, and she'll send across an ace. That is her first ace of the night. Coyotes leading by 2 now at 6-4 as they have scored the last couple. And here is Dettler once again putting it in play. Bracky now up top. Vollmer, and a hard hit ball there across and down. And we have not heard from Skyler for a little bit. But she made her presence known there. That was a rocket across, and there was no way to make the play for it. Working the return to serve here back up top. The attack the other way. As the Coyotes will send it back the other way. At the net, it's Vollmer, and that is hit short. 7-5, Jones County leads. The side out back to the Jones County side. Mallory Bernard putting it in play. It's Max Scott with the bump. It winds up on the Jones County side. A one-timer return there as well. And Raiders will set it up, and they set it for Skyler Vollmer, who pushes it across and down. 7-6. The lead of Jones County is one. Here's Mackenzie Lavador serving. Back row Seeley. Up top it comes now Tucker. Back across for Jones County. Here's Annie Bracky, an errant pass. Morgan Hoffman will clean it up. Here's Jones County. They have to free ball it back as Tucker makes the play. Scott will dig. Lavador to Vollmer. Makes the defense move, but Kittleson will dig it out. Here's Tucker back the other way. Hoffman will dig. They'll set it for Max Scott. She'll push it across, and here is Tucker again to the back row, Annie Bracky. Skyler Ballmer, hard hit ball, dug out by Dettler. Kittleson with the return. Now the Raiders again. This is Ballmer the other way. Dettler with the dig. Back up top it comes. This is Sophie Dowling the across. And now it is Morgan Hoffman with a free ball for Lyman. Back and forth we go here in Jones County. We'll end the rally as they push it short and into the net. 7-7 is our score. Lyman trying to get the lead for the first time in a while as Mackenzie Lavador serves. And here is Jones County with the return. Now Lavador will attack, and we're going to have a whistle and a lift called on Jones County. And it is 8-7 Lyman. Here is Lavador with the serve, and that's an ace. Mackenzie Lavador's third ace of the night, and the Raiders again in double digits with service aces. 5, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Their first in this fourth set as Lavador puts it in play once again. Dowling, Dettler, free ball from Tucker is across. Here's Annie Brackey with the dig. Lavador will set for Ballmer. She'll push it through the defense and down. Skyler Ballmer with kill number 9 on the night. 10-7. The lead belongs to Lyman now as they try to close this out in 4. And Mackenzie Lavador's serve is a little wide right, and it's into the net as well. Savannah Hendricks will check in. Natalie Seeley will check out for Jones County. The Coyotes will serve. This is Camry Kittleson back line. And a looping serve is long and out of bounds. 11-8. Raiders lead as Ballmer to the back row. Skyler will serve. Here is Dowling. Hendricks at the net. Max Scott in her wheelhouse. She's able to push it across and down. That's her 9th kill of the night. 12-8 Lyman. Raiders looking to improve to 11-11 on the season and try to hang on to that number 3 overall seed in Region 6B. And another ace is sent across from Skyler Ballmer. That's her 6th of the night. We talked about the seeding. Faulkton and Harriet Selby sit at 1 and 2 respectively in Region 6B. Lyman sets at 3. Don't think they could move up, but they could drop. As a nice play here by Savannah Hendricks. The hustle play is there, but she hits it long and out of bounds. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Jones County. The Raiders have worked themselves to a 6-point advantage in set number 4. And we'll take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
Kennebec Telephone Company, Incorporated, and its divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, TCS, NAFA of Chamberlain, and PowerCom Electric, now serving the Jones County area, proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and NAFA auto parts. Call Kennebec Telephone and find out what they can do for you.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today as Jones County works the return of serve. And again, they work the play, get it to the net, and an attack that is long and out of bounds. Another hitting error for Jones County in the Coyotes may be just wearing down at this point as they hit it long and out of bounds. We see Brianna Askey check in, the 8th grader with her first action tonight. As the Raiders serve once again, free ball from Sunny Valberg is the other way. Annie Brackey will dig. The set for Mesa Garno. She'll push back row. And here is Jones County on the return. Askey clears it out as they battle at the net. Lyman will reset. Here's Morgan Hoffman the other way. And she gets it through the defense and down. 16-8 now. The lead for Lyman. As checking in for the Coyotes will be Aubrey Tucker. And Madison Dettler will check out. Vollmer will serve it up once again, and it is right on the back line and an ace. And Schuyler with seven service aces tonight. And all of a sudden, it's 17-8. Vollmer again trying to catch the corner, and she'll send across another ace. Schuyler started out in serve for Lyman and set number one, and the Raiders scored seven in a row there. And she's had another long rally here on the part of Lyman as Mesa Garnos will attack here. Coyotes will dig it out. Back up top it comes. Two-hand shove, Mallory Bernard. Vollmer will dig the set for Scott, and that's across and down. Max Scott in double figures with in kills now with 10. And it is 19-8. And Schuyler with the serve this time is wide and out of bounds. The 15th service error for Lyman. Jones County will get the serve, and they have some work to do. The sophomore, Sonny Vollberg, freshman rather, Sonny Vollberg, back row puts it in play. Bracky, back row, as it goes now to Scott. The two-hand push the other way. Quick return from Savannah Hendricks of Jones County. Here's Lyman. It's Morgan Hoffman attacking. Back row, Bernard will dig. The set up top, Askey. Down the line with the dig made. Here's Hoffman to the back row once again. Bernard will dig it out. The attack from Hendricks is wide and out of bounds. Hitting error, Jones County. Point for Lyman. They lead now 20-9. And here's Annie Bracky serving. And she will airmail it long and out of bounds. 20-10. And more substitutions. Jones County trying to get everybody in as J.C. Jensen checks back in. And Sophie Dowling to the back row as she puts it in play. Dowling with the overhand across, and that's an ace. Sophie with her second ace of the night. The deficit is 9 for Jones County. It's 11 serving to 20. And Dowling will put it in play once again. And another ace is across. Both of these teams, I think, would say when this match is all said and done, both coaches would say that they serve to a decent percentage, especially Lyman, who's in double digits for aces once again. But Jones County's had their moments as well, putting things in play. Here's a free ball from Jones County across as Lyman will set. Labrador with the set for Scott. Mack with a hard hit ball. Vollberg will dig. Here are the Coyotes on the set as they push it back across. Hoffman the other way, and that is through the block and down. Morgan Hoffman with kill number 7. Side out back to Lyman. It's 21-12. Kaysen Grand will check in. Morgan Hoffman will check out. And it will be Grand who will serve. Back row, Kittleson, set up top, Bernard over the top of the defense, and that's a kill for Mallory, and that's her 7th of the night. Pardon me, her 8th kill of the night. She has 8. Addison Rankin with 6 for Jones County. Savannah Hendricks serving for the Coyotes. Grand back row, Labrador, Scott. Here's Mallory Bernard for Jones County. Kittleson will set back to Bernard, who pushes it back. Annie Bracky with a diving dig made. The one-timer back to the Jones County side. Kittleson with the quick return. Here's Scott as she pushes it into the net. We're going to call a net violation on Jones County. That makes it 22-13 as the Raiders get the serve once again. Natalie Seeley will check in. And this is Max Scott who serves. And that will go into the net. 22-14 as Madison Dettler will check back in. The Coyotes trail by four. Dettler with the ace. That's her second of the night, the 5'7 senior. Back row once again. And again, she will serve. This time the serve is long and out of bounds. 23-15. Side out to Lyman. As Kaitlie Larson will serve for the Raiders. And will send across an ace. That is her seventh of the night. And we are at match point. 24-15. The Raiders trying to get their 11th victory of the season. And the serve goes into the net. Service error for Lyman. Side out back to Jones County. But again, it is match point. Mallory Bernard for Jones County. Looping serve is long and out of bounds, and that will give Lyman the victory. 25-16 in set number four. And the Raiders, with the match victory, their 11th match victory of the season. And they will hang on, at least for tonight, to that number three overall seed in Region 6B. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. And you can check out the latest at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Postgame next on KPLO.
Moore Building Center in Murdo is your full-service small-town lumber and hardware store. They have free estimates on all of your building needs, including showplace cabinets. Moore Building Center now offers quality farm and ranch products from Max Steel. Bale feeders, steel feed bunks, continuous fence, and everything Max Steel has to offer. Moore Building Center is here for all your home, farm, and ranch needs. Proud to be a family business in the Murdo community. And best of luck to the Jones County Coyotes from Moore Building Center of Murdo.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pier, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
For the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Oklahoma. Use your Dino Pay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Oklahoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives.
First Fidelity Bank wishes the Coyotes good luck in their performances. First Fidelity Bank is proud to be a family-owned community bank in Murdo. Strong enough to stand on their own, but small enough to understand and appreciate the real-life needs of the people they serve. Call First Fidelity Bank to set up an appointment or just stop in and see what they can do for you. Good luck, Coyotes, from your fans at First Fidelity Bank in Murdo.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ugh, yuck.
Take a second to think about it.
Yeah!
Not a pretty picture, is it? Myrie Brothers in Chamberlain Cannon does clean up that picture. They're here to help you with your disposal needs. Whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container, Myrie Brothers will help you with what you need done. Give them a call at 605-234-5771. That's 234-5771. Myrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Call today.
Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurance is accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Pioneer Country Mart is a proud sponsor of high school athletics in all area youth activities.
Pioneer Country Mart is a great place to stop along I-90. They're open 7 days a week from 6:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. You'll find clean restrooms, friendly service, and plenty of parking close to the door. Load up on beverages, snacks, fuel, and take a quick break in the casino. Pioneer Country Mart also has diesel fuel. Pioneer Country Mart in Murdo, proud to support high school activities and athletes.
Lyman Gardens post game underway, and we will talk about a 4-set win for the Lyman Raiders as they win the opening set by a 20 or the opening set 25-20. They scored the first 7 points of that opening set and were able to hang on for the 5-point victory. It was Jones County that came back and played some of their best volleyball of the match as they got the lead about midway through that second set and won that second set 25-20. But after that, the momentum belonged to the Lyman Raiders. They outserved and were also, they got work done at the net a lot more than Jones County did in sets number 3 and 4. The Coyotes had tied the kill statistics at 13 with Lyman through those two sets, but Jones County able to muster just 3 kills after that in sets 3 and 4 as the Raiders took over at the net. In that same two sets, 15 kills for the Raiders, and that turned out to be the difference in the match here tonight. But all in all, Jones County did some good things. 16 kills overall. They sent across 11 service aces as well. But Lyman with 28 kills, 19 service aces, and they were able to take care of business here tonight as they win in 4 by 3 games to 1, 25-20 in set number 1. Jones County wins set number 2, 25-20, and then identical 25-16 scores in sets number 3 and 4. As the Lyman Raiders are victorious, again, they will improve to 11-11 on the season. And for Lyman, they will be at Phillip on Thursday and Highmore Herald next Tuesday, and we'll have that Tuesday match in Highmore on KPLO next week. For Jones County, they will be at Kadoka on Thursday. They will be part of the Douglas Invitational on Saturday. Their final regular season home game is next Tuesday as they take on Cologne, and they will be on the road closing out their regular season October 24th as they will be at Stanley County. Time for our big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at the big play of the game. Well, it has to be how things turned out for Lyman, scoring the first 7 points of the match, and that allowed them to get a big enough lead that they were able to hang on and win the opening set by a score of 25-20. And honorable mention to Jones County, the way they played in set number 2 after they trailed in that second set, they were able to get the lead and prevail and win by a 25-20 score in set number 2. A good match for both of these teams at this point of the season, and those are big plays of the game brought to you by our friends at Golden Buffalo. Finally, in our post game, our player of the game, and it comes to you from CHS River Plains.
During the busy season, time is a precious commodity. You need quick access to farm information to make critical decisions. With the MyCHS app, your business with CHS River Plains is easy to access from anywhere at any time. You can view scale tickets, grain contracts and settlements, prepaid balances, billing history, and more right from your phone. Register for access today at our website, chsriverplains.com, and see how MyCHS app can save you time doing bookkeeping. CHS River Plains, helping you own every day.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees, and Jones County had some players that made plays tonight. Addison Rankin with 6 kills. Mallory Vennard leading the way for Jones County. She had 8 kills on the evening for Jones County. On the Raiders side, 7 kills for Morgan Hoffman, 4 kills, 7 service aces for Kaylee Larson, 10 kills for Max Scott. But our player of the game, Skylar Vollmer, the senior, she had 8 kills. She also set across 8 service aces. And tonight, that is player of the game worthy. Skylar Vollmer of the Lyman Raiders is our player of the game. Brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. Our final regular season high school football game this Friday on KPLO as we will make the road trip to Millbank, a very important matchup for the Chamberlain Cubs, who have 2 games remaining in their 11A schedule. But this is one that they have circled that I think would be very important for them as far as locking in their playoff chances. And we'll have it for you as we take a look at the Millbank Bulldogs. It will be a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff on Friday. Vikings football this Sunday. The Vikings, well, with Justin Jefferson on injured reserve, we'll see what happens on Sunday. The Vikings will travel to Chicago to take on the Chicago Bears. It will be a noon kickoff, 11 a.m. with the pregame. We are your home for Minnesota Vikings football, 94.5 FM KPLO. And, of course, volleyball on Monday night, Miller at Wolsey Westington. Tuesday night, the Lyman Raiders are on the road at Highmore Herald, one of their Region 6B opponents. And we will check out that match as well. Both of those matches will get underway at around 7 o'clock a week from Thursday. We'll have opening round coverage of the South Dakota High School football playoffs right here on KPLO. On your way home from the game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you that buckling up is the best way to save your life in a crash. Do it for your family and friends. You have some place to be. Of course, we have this game for you archived at our on the KPLO page at drgnews.com. It will be in just a moment. We'll have it there for your viewing pleasure. We would like to thank those of you who have joined us on air or online on KPLO and also on our KPLO page at drgnews.com. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you by Halverson Oil, Reuben Ag, Kennebec Telephone, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Oasis Pump and Pack, Byrie Brothers, and Access Health of Fresho and Kennebec. Coverage of regional high school sports tonight on KPLO also brought to you by Murdo Family Foods, the Pioneer Country Mart, the First Fidelity Bank, Moore Building Center, and Access Health of Murdo. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO also brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo Casino, Buy Right Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Health, the May Adam Law Firm, and by BankWest Insurance. And coverage of regional high school sports throughout the year brought to you by Venture Communications, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and Wagner Auto Company of Pier. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle from the Lyman Gardens. We say goodnight, everybody.